Begin the current daf, Masechta Bava Basra, daf Tzadi. Begin 5 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. And that is, we had mentioned the last Braisa from the previous daf spoke, which was continuing the theme of the previous daf, which was this idea about Leisasa Avol B'Mishpat, one is not allowed to be dishonest regarding the weights and the measurements that he used. So the Braisa said that a person is not allowed to even hold on to in this house a measurement that's lacking or that's too much, because that might create some dishonesty. Rather, what you could do is only according to the way the Chazal had instituted that regarding dry goods and liquids, there are certain measurements that could be used. Regarding dry goods, there is saw, a tarkav, a chatzi tarkav, a kav, a half a kav, a quarter kav, an eighth of a kav, and half of an eighth, and an uchla. And then it said, how much is an uchla? It's 1/5 of a revi'ah of a kav. Now, by liquid measurements, it's a hin, a half a hin, a third of a hin, a quarter of a hin, a loig, a half a loig, a quarter of a loig, an eighth of a loig, and 1/8 of an eighth, which that's a kartav. That was the braisa. Now, that the Gemara continues and asks, there seems to be a discrepancy regarding the measurements of the dried goods and the liquids. And that is, the Gemara asks, v'lavan nami kavayim, why is there no measurements of 2 kav, which would be 1/3 of a saw, which a saw is 6 kav, just like by the liquids, we had a hin, and there's also a chatzi hin, and 1/3 of a hin. So why didn't they do 1/3 of a saw, which when you go askalav gud, you go down to an eifa, saw, kav, beya, you're going down in measurements. Why is there no 1/3 of a saw, which would be 2 kavim? We have a kav. Why is there no measurement of 2 kavim? Says the Gemara, asir lechlufi betarkav, because it might come to be confused with a different measurement, which we said is a tarkav, which actually the word tarkav is from the word trey and kav, which is 3 kav. And therefore it's 1/3 larger than 2 kav, because you have 1 kav, 2 kav, and 1/3 is this measurement of tarkav, which is 3 kavim. And you might come to measure, the seller might come to be dishonest, and instead of using a measurement of 3 kav, a tarkav, he's going to give it to him with kavayim. So we don't want to have measurements that are too similar, that it's hard to discern, and that's why we didn't institute a measurement of kavayim. Now that the Gemara asks. So Amma, what you see is that to intratil, so that people make an error, and therefore we don't allow that, because the seller might be dishonest, of a differential of 1/3. That has the Gemara, if that's the case, then kav namen loy lavid, then we shouldn't even make the measurement of a kav. Why? There was a measurement that we mentioned, which is called a chatzi tarkav, which is 1.5 kavim. 1.5 kavim, the difference from that and a kav, is 1/3. And you said that 1/3 people make an error, and therefore why do we have this measurement of a chatzi tarkav? So El Rav, the Gemara says, you're right, people don't make an error in 1/3. Kavayim hainu taimer de loyal, but the reason why we did not make this measurement of 2 kavs, is the asid lechlufi bechatzi tarkav. It might get confused with this other measurement that we just mentioned of the chatzi tarkav, which is 1.5 kav, which is not less than the kavayim by 1/3. It's only less by 1/4, which is a smaller differential that people make an error. 1/3 is enough of a difference, but 1/4 is very little of a difference that might create an error, and therefore we did not make the measurement of kavayim. So that the Gemara continues to ask. So amatoy incha rivah. So what you're saying is, but if it's only a difference of 1/4, then people would make an error. Yach, if that's the case, then chatzi toy min va'ochlo loy lavid. Then by the dried goods, we have the last 2 measurements are the toymin, which is 1/8, which, and you have an ochlo, which the toymin is 1/16 of a kav, and the ochlo is 1/20 of a kav. So if the half a toymin is only a quarter, so then it's going to be a difference of actually of only 1/5, which we explained to them previous daf. So for sure you're going to come to make an error. The difference between 1/16, if what a chatzi toymin is 1/8, and a chatzi toymin is 1/2 of that, which is 1/16 of a kav, and the ochel is 1/20, as we said and from the top of this amud from the previous daf. So it's 1/20, so that you shouldn't be able to do, because if even by a quarter you make an error, so there's only 1/5 of a difference, for sure this is going to be an error. So why do we have those last two measurements? So Amar Papa, he says, you're right, but midas ketanis bekibo inchi. Very small measurements, things that are very small, people will pick up on, and they're proficient enough in those differences, and therefore they were not concerned. But the larger ones, where people are not so proficient in them, if it's going to be a slight difference, again, which that measurement is the measurement of 1/4, that we did not institute, that is something that could create an error, but not by this. But the Gemara still asks,
Shlisha sahin, reviya sahin, loilavid. We had by the liquid measurements, we had what's called a third of a hin and a quarter of a hin. That also should not be done because since over here, the difference is a quarter, it's going to come to create an error. The difference between the third of a hin and a quarter of a hin is going to create that error. So therefore, why did we institute those measurements? So says the Gemara, kiven dehave b'mikdash. Since these measurements were in the Beis HaMikdash, as we said on the previous daf, actually, on Pevav Mabez, that there were shnosses, there were these markings in the measurement of a hin, saying up until here is a par, up until here is an aisle, up until here, how much you have to bring for a kevis, which are a half, a third, and a quarter of a hin, which are these measurements. So the Rabban said, but the Rabban did not make a gzera not to have those measurements, because it already had that in the Beis HaMikdash. Now that the Gemara asks, b'mikdash nami lezer. What do you mean? That decree should have been in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Why in the Beis HaMikdash if there could be an error in those differentials because people make a mistake? So why they had this even in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara Kahanim is reason. Hey, no, the Kahanim they're very careful and they have a lot of zeal and therefore they don't make these errors and therefore in the Beis HaMikdash it's not problematic. So once they're in the Beis HaMikdash, therefore, although yes, there could be that error, but since we already had the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't make the gzera on those cases. And again, whereas by the small measurements, although there also could be an error, but since people know already how they know those measurements very well, it cannot be used to fool and to deceive any consumer. More continues in a related discussion, Omer Shmuel. Shmuel says, if the people of the city want to increase the measurements, whether because of inflation, whatever the reasons are, whether bigger or smaller, but they want to do it in a unilateral measurement according to one calculation from the largest, like from a kor, all the way down to the revius to the smallest. And what they want to do is they want to break the old measurements so that there shouldn't be an error. And they want to make a whole new set of measurements, and let's say they want to increase it. So says Shmuel, Eim Masifan Alamidus Yesu Mishtos. You cannot increase the measurements that there are in the town more than a sixth, meaning sixth is the maximum. So for example, if let's say someone had up until now the measurement would have been 5 beitzim. Now, because the increase in the measurement, that will hold 6 beitzim. And the Gemara will explain what's the reason for this halacha, why the increase cannot be more than a sixth. Another idea is, V'loy Alamad Be'a Yesu Mishtos. If you're increasing the value of the currency, that also cannot be more than the value of a sixth. Another halacha says Shmuel is havamistakir, someone that's making a profit, for example, a middleman, let's say a store owner, who he buys wine and produce from the wholesalers in one shot, in bulk, so that he could sell it piece by piece, al yistakir yis mishtos, he should not make a profit margin more than a sixth. And like Rashbam points out, meaning that's if the market value itself did not go up. But if let's say if he bought at the time of the threshing, and now the price went up, so then he could gain even 200%, as long according to the value what it is right now. It just means that his markup should not be more than a sixth, and this is a takan chachamim that he shouldn't make more, which would be too much of an increase for the consumers. Now, the Gemara explains, the first halacha of Shmuel, he says that you're not allowed to increase the measurements more than the sixth. And the question is, my time, what's the reason, why is there that limitation? Says the Gemara, if it's because you think that it's going to increase the pricing of produce, because what's going to happen is that the importers that are bringing in all their produce into this town, when they're going to see that the measurements have gotten larger, so up until now he was selling for a certain measurement a certain amount of money, now the measurements are larger, he's going to have to increase his price. Now, once there's a price increase, then they might push it even further. You know what? The price is going up. Let's up it a little bit more so we can make our profit margin even more. So if that's the reason why we shouldn't increase the measurements too much, because then they're going to make their prices even more than what should be, then even the sixth, we shouldn't be allowed to enlarge in the measurements for that same reason, because what does that have to do with more than the sixth? Even the sixth itself, they're still going to increase the prices because of that, and they might actually increase it even more. So Ella rather says the Gemara that the reason why you're going to say is that you're not allowed to increase the measurements more than the sixth is Mishum is because that sale that is happening right now is going to have an element of Aina, of deception in regards to the price fraud, where if it's going to be only a sixth, then both of the seller and the consumer cannot back out when the increase is only by a sixth. So the reason why we only wanted it to be a sixth and not more is so that there shouldn't be a voiding of the actual sale. Meaning, if you would increase the measurements more than the sixth, What would happen is that the one who imported didn't know that. And he was selling, and then he finds out that, wait a second, there's a differential of more than a sixth, that totally voids the sale. Now, the concept that the Gemara is saying is that wouldn't be appropriate that Chazal should, that the government, that the Chacham should make a takana of increasing the measurements, that through that would void the actual sale. Now, for example, this would be, let's say, when these donkey drivers would bring the produce over here. If, let's say, they commonly would sell five ka for five dollars. When there's an increase of a sixth, and they don't know about it, so what's going to happen is they're going to give as always. They're going to give the five ka for five dinar. But then they're going to later find out that they were frauded by a sixth, because now it's actually six kaven that would be for these five, because now it just got increased. So what's going to happen in that situation is, since it was only a difference of a sixth, so then the sale will be valid. He'll just get his money back. But if the increase is going to be from five kaven, not just one kav meaning a sixth, but more than a sixth, let's say a kav and a half. So now the ino is going to be more than a sixth. The halacha is when there's a price for more than a sixth, then that's what's called bitul mekach. It voids the sale totally. So that's why the Chacham said, look, if you're going to increase the measurements and the seller who doesn't know about it is going to sell for the old price, the difference will only be, I know, of six and not more than that. So therefore, the sale will still be valid. He'll just get his money back from the difference. But we don't want to make it that it's gonna void sales, because we want sales to continue. On that, ask the Gemara. But if that's the interpretation, Rava says, and the main idea the Gemara is asking is that actually, even if you're going to increase the measurements less than the six, it's still going to be bitul mekach. Why? Because Rava says, kol davar shebemida v'shebemishkol v'shebeminyan, anything that is measured, weighed, or counted, where the error is in the measurement, then afilapachas michteino, then even if it's less than what we call the price fraud of a sixth, where generally, let's say when something that's sold with an estimate, which is regular produce, where the sale, there's by the consumer or the seller, whoever one that's the one that's nisana, would usually be meichel, says Rava, but when it's a measured thing, when it's, let's say, counting a certain number, when you're off by one number, then chayzer, then there could be retraction, because then it's a total mistake, and both of them could back out. Like Rashbam explains that, although the wording of Rava is pachas mechte oina, which generally that in general cases when it's less than the amount of price fraud, then the one who got frauded is meichel. Rava's intention was only to exclude that in this case is not going to be mechila, but it's not just saying that there's going to be oina; it's actually going to be a total mekach tois where both of them could back out. Now the reason for this is because even Rav himself does not hold that the one that is usually frauded could back out any more than the one who did the frauding. As Rava himself paskins the Perkaz Av, Bamatzid no Nabay, is that the halacha is when it's a price fraud of a sixth, then the sale is valid, and then the Eino just goes back to the one that was frauded. But when it's less than a sixth, it's Mechila. And more than that, both of them could back out. He doesn't hold that there's any difference. So in this case, where there would be Chazara, says Rashbam, both of them could back out because it's a Bitl Mekach. So if it's a Bitl Mekach, ask the Gemara, why does it help that you're going to be less than the Shtos? But this is something that's measured. It's a measurement. And measurements, even by a small difference, it's a total Mekach Tais. With price differences being charged a little more, fine. That's up to a six. But when it's a number, you told me you're going to sell me 21, you sell me 20? That's a Mekach Tais. It's not what I had, what I was coming to get. And both of us could back out. So now how would we understand the element of being a sixth? So Ella Rather explains the Gemara, Deloy Lahava Pseidel Tagar. It's actually a totally different halacha. We don't want that there should be a loss for the Tagara, for the merchant, who's coming from a different city. Because since we explained before in this halacha of Shmuel, that the Hamistakir, the one who's making the profit, the middleman, could only make up till a sixth. Now, if the measurements are going to be only increased up till a sixth, and the seller doesn't know about it, and he's going to sell it as he always did up until now, so the only thing that he's going to lose is the sixth that he would have made as a profit margin, but he's not going to lose anything of the principal. But if you're going to increase the measurements more than the sixth, he's not only going to lose his gain, he's going to lose even from the principal that he's selling. And therefore, that's why we made the cap of increasing the measurements for the concern about the merchants who don't know about this up until a sixth. Now, that the Gemara wonders, what? Pseiduhu deloy lahavale? So what, we're only concerned about that the seller should not lose from his principal, but rafchale bayi, what, and he doesn't need to make any profit? That the Chacham were not concerned if he's not going to make any money? But zavin v'zavin tagari ikri, which is some type of like a muscle, like a parable to say like, what? So his intention was that he should buy in one place, very far away, so they could schlep it all the way here and bring it in and import it to sell it for the same amount of money that he bought it for, and then he'll be called a merchant? What? He's not concerned for making any profit with all his work that he's doing? There's like the words of the Rashbam, there's no greater loss than this, that he put in all this effort and time and energy and blood and sweat and tears, and he doesn't make a penny from all the work that he did. So rather, the Gemara's question is what it should have said if this was the interpretation, that you're not allowed to add on to the measurements even a sixth, but rather it has to be at least less than a sixth so that at least he can make something. Was it a help that you're saying you can't charge more than a sixth, but a sixth you could, so then he won't make any money? What? So he's not going to lose from the principal, but he's not making any money. Was it all the months that he put in and effort in bringing this shipment in? So Elam Rav Chizda, rather Rav Chizda says, it is like we said, but what's with the question, but what's with his concern for making any profit? Shmuel, Kro Ashkach V'dar, Shmuel found a pasuk, and he expounded that pasuk, that from there we learn that the increase of the measurements can be up until a sixth. Now, we are explaining the reason why it's permitted to add up until a sixth is because obviously the Torah was not concerned for the merchant if there's going to be an error in the additional part, meaning that he won't make any profit. But more than a sixth, that we see from the pasuk that you're not allowed to add on. And that's because of the loss of the merchant, because the pasuk didn't allow you that he should have a loss from his actual principal. What's this pasuk? The pasuk says, Nicheskel v'hashekel, which is the selah, is estrim gera, or 20 gera, which are these are the small currency, which five of them are in a dinar. Estrim shkolim, 20 shkolim, chamisha v'estrim shkolim, 25 shkolim, Asar v'chamisha shekel, 15 shekel, which these are three different calculations together, which are adding up, which these are hamana yilachem, which this is the money that should be for you, which there, if you add up all those numbers, 25, 15, and 20, that equals to 60. Now, so why did it break it down into those, why didn't you just say 60 shekel? Why is it breaking down to those numbers? It's to tell you that there are certain places that the mana is 15 slon, and some places where it's 20 slum, and some places where it's 25 slum. And that's why it says it in separate, but that's what it's ending off the pasuk. Hamona of Kodesh should be for you, all those together, which are going to be 60 shkalim. Now, that the Gemara continues in the Beis and says, what? Amona masin v'arbon hava? What? Amona is 240 dinarim? Meaning, this, like we said, that it comes out that the mana is 60 shkalim, which are 240 dinarim. The reason for that is because the shekel equals to 4 dinar. Now, the problem with that is that we know that a mana is actually only 25 slum, which are 100 zuzas, like the Gemara says in Masechta Ksubas, that a psula in her ksuba gets masayim, 200 zuz, dinarim, and a mana gets mana, which is 100 dinarim, which tells us that is 25 slum. So how are we saying over here that it's going to be 60 slum? How does that add up? Rather, we learn from this three halachas, which are related, which will explain how the mon is going to be 60 shkalim of by hektish. Shmamina, first of all, we hear from this is the mana shakaidish kafal haya. The mana of hektish was double. You're right. It's usually only 25, but by hektish it's going to be 50 shkalim. Now that only explains 50. Where do you get 60 from? So the extra 10 shkalim are actually an increase of a sixth, which this is the halacha that we're talking about, that you see that you could add measurements up until a sixth, which they added on to the regular mundane mana. By hektish, they added on a sixth onto that mana. Meaning, although a mana of chayil is 25, you have 25, but if you add on a fifth, which is for a total of a sixth, as we'll shortly explain how that's a sixth, that's 30 slum, and that's what we said. But by hektish, when you double it, it turns the 30 turns into 60 shkalim. Now, ushmamina, one thing that we also learn from this is that meisifin alamidos, that you could add on to the measurement of measurements, and like we said before, it was the second halach of Shmuel regarding currency, and there's no iser, as we were concerned for the profit margin of the merchant, that he won't make anything, because it's not really so common that a merchant won't hear about what the changes in the town are. And for something that's not so common, the Chacham were not so concerned, because everyone knows that they increased it up till six, and he's not going to come to make an error. Now, however, they did not allow to make an increase of more than the six, because then it's already going to border on a loss, not just not a gain, but a loss for the merchant, and that the Pasuk did not allow. And part of this Shmamina, of the second Shmamina, is Ve'im Esifin Yais Mishtos. So although that we could make an increase, but you cannot make an increase more than a sixth. Now this Ein Esifin is just explaining, It's not from the calculation of the three Shema Menos that we have from this pasuk. Rather, it's explaining that even though we could infer that you could increase, but you're not allowed to increase more than the sixth, as that actually leads into the third Shema Menah, Ushma Menah. And also what we learn from this is that the increase is a shtusa milabar, is an external addition of a sixth, meaning on the five shkalim, we add a sixth from the outside. So for example, let's say we're talking about 50 shkalim. So then what you do is you take 5 times 10, that's 5. Each one is a fifth, which is 10. And then you add another 10, which is a sixth externally. By adding on another element from the outside, that makes for a total of 60. Because if we would calculate, when we said you could add up to a sixth, an internal sixth. What does that mean, internal sixth? I mean, you take what you have already, the 50, and you'd split up the 50 into 6 parts, and then only that sixth part, you'll be able to add another part. So for example, then, if you took 50, split up to 60 into 6 parts, each part would get 8 shkalim, a dinner, and a third of a dinner. So then you'd be able to add on another, that sixth part, another one, from onto that 50, which would be 58 shlam, a dinner, and a third of a dinner. But since we're explaining that you add on the sixth from the outside, that's what we get for a total of 60 shkalim. Again, because A, we double by hektish, B, we can be maisiv, which is maisiv up to a sixth, and C, that haisaf is a shtus milavar, that's where you get the 60 shkalim. But also that also explains our question where we said that, oh, why aren't we concerned for his not gaining and only for the loss? Because the pasuk tells us that you can only increase it up until a sixth, as we see from this concept of the hektish mana being 60 shkalim. Gemara brings a story regarding these halachas that Rav Papa Bar Shmuel took in Kaila. He instituted a measurement that was bar klasa kefizi, which was 3 kefizi, which was 9 lugin, because a kefiza is a kav minus a lug, which are 3 lugin. As the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, that he carved out a kefiza in the kav. A kefiza is a little bit less than the kav. So he instituted a measurement that was 3 kefizi. And Amrulay, and they said to him, how could you do this, Rav Papa? V'amar Shmuel, but Shmuel said, as we quoted this before, a mesivan ala midas yis mishtus. You're not allowed to add on to the measurements more than the sixth. Now the problem is this measurement that you created is adding on to the measurement that we quoted before called a chatzi tarkiv, a third. Because the chatzi tarkiv is a kav and a half, which are 6 lugin. This measurement that you're making is 9 lugin. That's a difference of a third. And yet we said that you cannot increase the measurements. Meaning, originally when they instituted, there shouldn't be a difference of a quarter, as we said. Here we're talking about that you already have all the measurements, but now unilaterally they're increasing all of them. On that, they're asking him, how could you increase it? The increase we said is only allowed to be up until a sixth, and you're increasing it to a third. Now, the truth is, says Rashbam, the Gemara could have also asked that there would be an error with the Tarkiv, which are 12 lugin, which that's we said people make an error by a quarter. It's just that Shmuel's halacha was explicitly, therefore they asked from him. But regarding the question, it would only be an inference from the Braisa, therefore they asked from Shmuel's halacha. So how can you go ahead and make this measurement when we could only do, you can't do more than the sixth? So Amalhui said to them, he says, I'm not increasing any measurements. I'm actually making a totally new measurement because in this city, there was no other measurements to make an increase. And therefore, it's not going to come to be what we were concerned for, a loss for the merchant, and neither for that other halacha that we mentioned regarding making an error in general when there's measurements that are too close to each other of a quarter. Because in this city, there's no chatzi tarkiv to be problematic of adding an increase of a third. And neither is there a tarkiv that there should be less than a quarter that we might come to make an error and that the seller might be dishonest. Which are these two different concerns, one about the seller being dishonest, which is the differential of a quarter, and then there's about the seller losing because he doesn't know, not making more than the sixth. So it says by me, it's not there's no problem because we don't have these other measurements. So Shadri la Pumbadisa b'loy kiblu. So he sent his new measurement to Pumbadisa and they didn't accept it from him. Even though that in the city there was no Tarkav Machatzi Tarkav, still they didn't accept it. Shadri la Papunya, but he sent it to Papunya for Kablu and they accepted it. But Karale Ruz Papa, and they called it the in that city they called the measurement Ruz. They called it the measurement of Papa because they accepted this measurement of Rav Papa. The Gemara says Simon and the Manik to recall the brises that we're going to quote are Oitzri Peris Ein Oitzin, the ones who store away the produce cannot store it away. They Matzin and we don't take it out, meaning to export. They Mistakrin and we don't gain. Pamayim bebeitzim, two times by eggs. Masrim b'lemetzin, we'd scream out and not take out. So, Tarnabon Linda Braisa. Oitzrei payers, the ones who purchase produce in the marketplace to hold on to it, to sell it at a later time at a higher price. Now, they cause that the market value goes up and inflates the prices and cause a loss for the poor people. Which Rashbam says it would seem to him that this halacha applies by a city that the majority are Jews. So someone that does it, that buys, and hoards all this stuff. Or umalvei beribis, or people that sell on interest. They lend money on interest. Umaktinei eifa, and they also diminish the measurements, which is one of them is an eifa, and they make it smaller, thus being dishonest on what's being sold. Umafki sha'arm, and those who increase the market price, what's at that time, they increase the market price. Alein ha'kasavim, regarding these dishonest people, the pasuk says in Amos, that lemer they say as follows. Oh, these sellers are saying, Masa yavra chedesh, when is the month going to pass? V'neshbir shever, that we could go ahead and sell all our produce. In other words, we want to sell at a high price at the end of the month after the threshing period, which this is referring to the mafkiyah sha'arim, those who increase the market price, because for just waiting 1 month, that won't be considered the eitzer payers. Eitzer payers hold on for a long time. They hoard it away, they store it away. But this is referring to the mafkiyah sha'arim. Moreover, says the pasuk, v'hashabas, in other words, they're waiting, when is the Shemitah you're going to come? V'niftecha bar, and then we'll open up all our storehouses of produce, which that's referring to the Eitzei Peris, where they hold on to it for a long time, for a period of years. Lahakten Eifa, to diminish this measurement of the Eifa, that's the Maktini Eifa. Ulahakdel Shekelen, to increase their Shkalim, which Rashbam says it would seem to him that this refers to the Malvei Beribis, those who lend on interest, where they increase their shekel by lending on interest, because if it meant literally increasing the weight of the shekel, well, that's learned out from the same halacha of Maktini Eifa, which being dishonest with measurements and currency. Ula Avis Mazne Mirma, continues the pasuk, and to be dishonest with the scales of deceit, that refers to, as we learned in previous dafim, of those who do Einos Mishkales, they fraud with the weights that they use. That's what it talks about, how these sellers, these people try to be dishonest. Seven, it says in the pasuk. Later, Nishba Hashem begoyin Yaakov, Hashem swears with the pride of Jacob, Im eshkech lenetzach komasem, if I will ever forget for eternity their actions, their deeds, which they do dishonestly. Now, the Gemara asks, Eitzei peiros kegoyin man, who is considered like this people that store away and hoard all this stuff to increase the prices to sell at a loss for the poor people that are buying? Rabbi Yechon says, "Kigain Shabsi Atza Peres," like Shabsi, who's the store of produce, where again he wants to be able to charge an exorbitant amount of money for the poor people who are going to have to be at a loss. Now, Rashbam says, however, if let's say at the time when produce was cheap, he stored all the stuff away and he sells it at a later time when the price goes up, because then there's less available to the poor people for the same cheap price, then, as the Gemara says later on, although that's going to cause somewhat of an increase in the price, that is permitted. But here we're talking about where he does it so he can be able to charge them a higher price later on when there's not so much available. As the Gemara says, related to this next story, the father of Shmuel would sell the produce betara charfa in the early, right when the market is opening up, at the time of the threshing period, ketara charfa, according to the value of how much it is worth in that early period, which is much cheaper than, because there's still an influx of produce. And the reason why he does it is so that if he's going to be selling, all the people will also be selling then. And then the market value will be low then and will stay like that for the whole entire year. Now Shmuel Berei, however, his son Shmuel, Mashi the Peri, he would hold on to the produce of his field. Umazmalu, and he would sell it. Betara Afla, at the later time of the market, meaning at the time when produce already goes up in price, ketara charfa, like the time of the price of what it's worth when the market starts, which is the cheaper price. Which, it's somewhat of a gain, it would seem, for the poor people who now they can't afford anything, but he's going to sell them the price that it was all the way in the beginning of the market, which is earlier on. Now, however, as Rashbam points out, it's not that Shmuel went and bought up all the stuff from the market at the time of the Geirin, because then that would cause the increase of the price, and he would actually lose more than what he's gaining, which he's trying to save for the poor people, but he's the one that caused the prices to go up. Rather, it's that he gathered his own produce, and he held on to it, and he's like, okay, let me wait for when the prices go up, I'll sell to the poor people for the cheap price. Now, but Shalchu Mitam, they sent from there, from Eretz Yisrael, that Tava de Abba Midebra, that actually the actions of the father were better than the actions of the son. The reason for this is because actually what the father caused, the father of Shmuel, that the price should never go up in the first place. My time, what's the reason? Tara deravach, once there's a gain by the market value, in other words, that it starts off at a low price because everyone's selling, then ravach, then the gain will last the entire year. Whereas, although Shmuel had noble intentions, but if in the beginning of the year of the market, if it goes up to a high price because there's not that much available on the market because Shmuel's waiting for later, then although he's going to sell for cheaper, but the price itself for the masses are not going to go down so fast, and therefore it was greater what Shmuel's father had done more than what he himself had done. Amar Rav, Rav says, Oysa Adam is Kavai. Although we said this halacha, that person is not allowed to hoard the produce, however, his own measurement, meaning what he gathers from his own field, as we pointed out with Shmuel, then, which we're using the terminology kavoy, it's just an appropriate way of saying, meaning even that little that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, he's allowed to make that into an oitzah, he's allowed to go ahead and store it. There's no prohibition, only if you're buying it up from the marketplace with the intention of storing it. However, if he's buying for the produce of his own family, his own household, then he could buy if he doesn't have enough from his field. And moreover is that, He should be able to hold on for himself what he needs to have for the expenses for that year. Tanim Hoch is similar in the Brice like Rav that says, Ein Oitzin Peiris Dvarm Shesh Ben Chayi Nefesh. The Brice says, you're not allowed to go ahead and store up, stock up stuff from things that people need that are staples for life. Kugan Yena Shmon and Bissalosis, like wine and oil and flour. Aval Tavlin, Kamon, Upalpalin, but let's say spices like cumin and pepper, that's mutter, that's permitted. Moreover, says the Brice of Mehmed, when do we say that it's prohibited to stock up and hoard stuff? That's for the Keich Min HaShuk. That's if you're buying from the marketplace. Avo b'machnes mishaloi mutter, but if he's gathering just his own stuff and that he's holding on to, that is permitted. Now, moreover, says the Brice, mutter lo adam latza peris be'eretz Yisrael gimel shanam. A person is allowed to hoard produce in Eretz Yisrael for a period of 3 years if he's buying it in the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle for the purposes of having it for Erev Shviz for the sixth year, for Shviz and this Shemitah year, Umatzah Shviz and the year after the Shemitah year, to be able to sell forever, meaning because what happens is that maybe they're going to die in the seventh year or the eighth year in hunger. The reason for that is because even the produce in the eighth year is only edible and available at the end of the eighth year. So that's an exception that you're allowed to buy up in the sixth and the seventh and the eighth year to hold on to it for those 3 years, even though generally you're not allowed to go ahead and buy up and hoard stuff. Now, however, by a hunger year, afila kav charuvan lo yatsu, even a calf of carobs, which is a small amount of just carobs, lo yatsu, and I'll go ahead and hoard that. And they should machnas ma'ar b'sharm, because it makes a type of a curse in the market value, because since there's such scarcity, that if you're going to hoard just even a little bit, it could already make a fluctuation in the price increase, and therefore even that you cannot store. Now, amalei Rav Yisrael Rav Chanina lefuga shame. Reis Bachanina said to his attendant, Puga, Puk Otzali Perish Shalashanim, like this halacha that we just said, he told him, go out and cord for me produce for 3 years, Erev Shvius, Veshvius, Umatzah Shvius, and the idea is because he lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he held that Kedusha Rishayna, that used to be in the sanctity in Eretz Yisrael, is a Kedusha forever, and because he holds like the one that says in Megillah that there is an element of Kedusha, even though the Beis HaMikdash is not around anymore, and therefore has the same halachas, and therefore we have to tell us this Chiddush, but however that, although in Eretz Yisrael you're not allowed to, but in these 3 years you're allowed to go ahead and stock up for those 3 years because of the Shemitah year, that Shemitah is appropriate even Bizman Hazeh. Talmud Bar Lina Braisa, Imitzin Peris from Eretz Yisrael, one is not allowed to export out of Eretz Yisrael, Dvarm Shesh Ben Chayi Nefesh, things that are staples that people need in Eretz Yisrael itself. Cooking yenis, shmon, and misalosis, like wine, oil, and flour. Now, Rabbi Yudim Maseir, Matu B'yayin, he permits by wine to get exported out of Eretz Yisrael. When they shememai, that's a tefla, because it diminishes inappropriateness, meaning because, like the Gemara says elsewhere, nichnasayin yetzasayin, when wine comes in, the secrets come out, and that lack of inhibition causes a lot of problems. Therefore, he says, it's okay, you could export the wine out of Eretz Yisrael. Now, moreover, says the Reis, Kashem Sheim Mitzin Me'eretz L'chutzla, it's just like another exported from Eretz Yisrael out of Eretz Yisrael. Neither can you even export it from Eretz Yisrael to Surya, which although that's considered on some level an extension of Eretz Yisrael, but this mandama holds that the Kibush Yachid, this that David HaMelech conquered these lands, which he's considered an individual, not like the whole of Klal Yisrael, it's not considered Kibush, it's not considered Eretz Yisrael proper. So even exporting it from Eretz Yisrael to Surya is forbidden. But Berebi Mata, Berebi permitted, as we continue to talk about Tzadi Alf Men Alf, Mehifrachya, from the last province in Eretz Yisrael, Lefrachya, to the first province of Surya, And that is, since they're so close, there he said it's permitted. So although you're not like exported out of Eretz Yisrael, even to Syria, but the one right there on the border, that Rebbe said was permitted.